It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up, we launch our brand new summer music series, Set List. We'll hear interviews and exclusive musical performances from Wisconsin artists. Today, we'll hear from Madison wife and husband duo, Count This Penny. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup. Some progress on the state budget, Governor Walker filing papers to run for president. We'll cover these stories and more right now. We've got J.R. Ross with us. He's editor of wispolitics.com. J.R., welcome to the show.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, good. So there's been gridlock over the budget for some weeks now. The JFC, Joint Finance Committee, able to agree on a plan and pass it. So what had to happen? What changes had to happen to get that rolling?
Well, it's important to understand that this is not really a budget agreement. This is an agreement to get it past Joint Finance and move it on to the full legislature. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is they've been hung up on whether to make changes to prevailing wage in the budget, whether to include public financing for a Bucks Arena in Milwaukee in the budget, and how to do transportation funding. They basically reached an agreement on one of those things, that was transportation. They figured out a way that they would lower the bonding. Governor Walker wanted to borrow $1.3 billion for roads for the next 2 years. They lowered that to $500 million, but also kept another $350 million in reserve they could let out, if you will. So that's the agreement that gets the budget moving, but they also took the prevailing wage pieces away and the Bucks piece away and said, okay, we'll deal with those separately and try to go from there. So this basically allowed it to clear the Joint Finance Committee and move now to the full legislature the next week.
But that, as you say, doesn't mean that what they've ended up passing on Joint Finance is necessarily going to pass both houses of the legislature.
No, it was interesting, actually. The prevailing wage, they announced this deal on Wednesday that how they're going to handle the prevailing wage bill. And then last night, at least one member of the Finance Committee tried to force a vote on putting prevailing wage in to the budget at that point in the process. That caused a two-hour delay as they talked about whether to do that. And ultimately, they decided not to take it up and have that debate publicly. But there is definitely some consternation among Republicans about changes to prevailing wage law that they want to have made in Wisconsin.
So there were other late changes here in the budget yesterday. We're going to talk about changes to the open records laws coming up after 4:30. But what else struck you that made it into what Joint Finance ended up passing?
Well, to be honest, the prevailing wage, the open records provisions, that's really what's got the most attention because it overshadowed a lot of the other things that were done. I mean, they made all kinds of changes. Last night was the last day of finance met, and I've covered now, I think, seven or eight budgets and budget repair bills. The last motion by finance is always this kind of grab all, if you will, of all kinds of things. They tweaked, for example, they wanted to change the teacher licensure in Wisconsin so that if you were somebody who, for example, were a cabinet maker, and you could go in and teach woodworking at a high school, even if you don't have a degree. They took that part out of the budget, realized that was not what they wanted to do. They tweaked things for kids who are homeschooled, for example, allow them to play high school sports, the district they live in. So all these changes to the budget in this wrap-up motion, but really the stuff that got attention was open records because it is something that, one, makes sweeping changes to the open records law, but two, it was introduced at about 5 o'clock yesterday and thrown out there with no real discussion beforehand. Democrats got a couple hours to look over it, or an hour to look over it and figure out what was in there. They came back and went. So it's not the usual process you see for a bill where it's introduced, has a public hearing, there's a discussion, then a committee vote. Now they kind of push it through, if you will, very quickly and trying to ram this through into the budget.
And it's not clear who put that in, as I understand it.
Nobody wants to own up to it so far, which kind of shows you that it's not something that they know it's not very popular politically, but it's something that they personally want to see done.
Talking to J.R. Ross from Wispolitics and a review of what's in Wisconsin news this week. So do we have a timeline? We're past a deadline, J.R., already. Do we have a timeline on when a budget might be done?
Well, you know, the thing about Wisconsin is we don't shut down if the budget's not done when the fiscal year starts. That happened July 1st, which was Tuesday, I think, if I've got my days right, Wednesday, whatever
Wednesday,
it was.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Wednesday. It was a late night last night.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So anyway, but when the new fiscal year starts and the biennium starts, nothing changes. All that happens is we keep spending money the same clip we were in the previous budget. So there's no real deadline or pressure, if you will, to get something done other than they want to get it done and get out of town. You know, they want to go have their summer and go back home and all that kind of jazz. Plus, you know, Governor Walker's announcing for president in about a week and a half, so they want that out of the way, all that kind of stuff. But there's no deadline to get it done. That said, they're going to try and move it next week. The Assembly's going to come in for sure on Wednesday, and take up, we believe, a prevailing wage bill and a budget bill. Now, the Senate was supposed to go second on the budget, but then Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald told us last night that they actually may go first and take it up on maybe even Tuesday. So it's kind of up in the air how this is going to go. Basically, the issue really is in the Senate. Scott Fitzgerald has 19 members in his caucus in a 33-member chamber, so he can lose two members and still pass a budget. The problem is he's got at least three who are saying they want to have significant prevailing wage changes in the budget or they won't vote for it. They've got a couple other members who are quietly not happy about putting prevailing wage in the budget. Rob Cole, the Republican from the Green Bay area today, said he won't vote for the budget if it has the open records changes in it. So he has all these competing interests, if you will. He's got to try and balance to get to 17. It's not a very clear path right now how he's going to do that.
Now, I want to spend a few moments on Governor Walker. You mentioned he's filed his papers, announcing on the 13th, hoping to have that budget done before then. What do we know about his plans to announce this candidacy? How is he going to unveil his official run?
Well, I've got a source that told me that the announcement is going to be at the Waukesha County Expo Center. There's some significance in that for Governor Walker. If you recall, in 2012, when there was the attempt to recall him, he beat it back. He was at the Waukesha County Expo Center, kind of on his election night party, if you will. So that really launched him in the national discussion about politically. He's kind of going back to that launching pad to again launch, this time for president. So, and, you know, we've already seen the message. Let's be honest. Governor Walker's running for president for some time now, all right? This is just a formality, if you will, a different filing with the FEC. He can raise money by different amounts. He's not going to travel less or, you know, talk to fewer people nationally or more. He's going to do what he's been doing for weeks and weeks and weeks because he is, for all intents and purposes, in this race. And I'll tell you, I try not to be surprised in politics. I can tell you the only thing that would surprise me is if Governor Walker said no. That would be the biggest shock in my 15 years governing the Capitol if he said no, I'm not going to run.
JR, thanks a lot for catching us up.
Anytime. Have a great day.
You too. That's J.R. Ross, editor for WisPolitics.com, helping us review the biggest headlines from around the state this week in our Wisconsin News Roundup.